All right. As you relax there, dissipating, going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis, your unconscious awareness remembers all those times where you went deep into hypnotic trance. And your unconscious awareness remembers all of the sensations, mental, emotional, physical sensations of trance. And as your unconscious awareness remembers those sensations, your unconscious awareness remembers those sensations in a way that it is reliving those sensations. And in the reliving of it, you find yourself naturally, easily going into deeper levels of relaxation called trance. And as you settle in a comfortable position now, with your eyes closed, gently, effortlessly, as if the act of keeping your eyes closed seems very comfortable. It's like coming home to yourself. Take a deep breath in now. And as you exhale, feel the weight of the day melting off your shoulders. Inhale again and exhale more deeply this time, letting go of holding it all together. In this moment, there's nothing you must do. No one to please, no performance to give. Just you breathing. Let your breath become a rhythm that soothes your nervous system, like a wave washing through your body, softening, grounding, restoring. Notice how your chest rises gently with each inhale and how tension seems to flow out of you with every exhale. With each breath, you're stepping further away from the outside world and deeper into the sanctuary of your own being. Let the world drift away now. Let the thoughts drift away. Let Alex's energy, demands, and moods drift far, far into the distance. Now imagine a staircase in front of you. 10 steps leading downward, not into darkness, but into a quiet chamber of your own self-awareness. Each step is soft under your feet. With every step you take, you feel safer, deeper, more open. 10, breathing softly now. 9, even quieter now. 8, floating in. 7, letting go. 6, you don't need to fix anything here. 5, halfway down now, breathing deeper. 4, thoughts are dissolving. 3, just you and the calm. 2, deeper into your inner space. And 1, completely relaxed and deep into trance. Now you arrive in a beautiful garden. This is the garden of your inner strength, the part of you that has always known how to survive. This is now ready to truly live. Let yourself rest here. Because here, the healing begins. There is a part of you that remembers who you were before the exhaustion, before the confusion, before the loneliness. That part of you is still here. Not gone, not erased, just waiting. Waiting between or beneath the layers of trying so hard to be enough. Waiting beneath the silence that came from being too afraid to speak up. Waiting beneath the hurt of being made to feel invisible, irrelevant, and disappointing. But right now, in this deep space of healing, that part of you begins to stir. Not because Alec finally sees you. Not because he finally asks how your walk was. Not because he finally puts his phone away. But because you are ready to rise, whether he joins you or not. This is where your life begins again. Not in reaction to his moods. Not in waiting for his validation. But in a return to your own radiance. You've spent years adapting, shaping yourself to be the version of Anne that wouldn't provoke his coldness. You learned when to stay quiet, when to disappear, when to stop asking, when to stop hoping. You did that because you loved him, and you still do. But you've also begun to love yourself again. And the voice of your deeper self is whispering, enough. Enough hiding. Enough shrinking. enough hoping he'll notice when you're falling apart. Because the truth is, you've carried both of you for far too long. You've been the emotional foundation while he's been detached. You've been the one holding on while he disappears behind walls. You've absorbed the weight of his false self, and it has drained your light, but not anymore. From now on, the energy you once gave to worrying, to wondering, to waiting, will be reclaimed. It belongs to you now. You don't need to explain yourself anymore. You don't need to impress him. You don't need to prove your worth through productivity, purpose, or passion. Because you are worthy. You are complete. Even in your exhaustion, even in your messy moments, even when you feel numb, you are allowed to be seen. You are allowed to have a voice. You are allowed to take up space. Even if Alex's false self can't recognize your brilliance, you can. And so from this moment forward, let every breath you take reinforce a new core truth. I will not wait to be loved properly before I begin to love myself fully. Let it soak in. Say it again in your mind. I will not wait to be loved properly before I begin to love myself fully. Because this is what emotional freedom sounds like. This is what sovereignty feels like. Now, imagine a mirror in front of you, but not just any mirror. This mirror reflects the version of you that's emerging now. She stands taller, not because life is easier, but because she is lighter. She stands taller, not because life is easier, but because she is lighter. She no longer carries the weight of Alex's silence, his adjustments, or more importantly, his judgments, his needs. He has handed it back to him. She has handed it back to him. You see this woman in the mirror. She has a quiet strength in her eyes. She is clear. Not because she has all the answers, but because she trusts herself to to live without them. Look at her. She is you. Now step into her. Feel her resilience pour into your spine. Feel her clarity flood your mind. Feel her peace become your new baseline. Let this energy anchor itself deep into your nervous system. From now on, you are allowed to let go of the need to track Alex moods. You are allowed to stop decoding his silences. You are allowed to stop trying to be perfect, useful, interesting, or productive enough to matter to him. Because your worth is not a variable. It is a constant. Even when he withdraws, your light does not dim. Even when he avoids, your path does not vanish. Even when he forgets who you are, you remember. You remember that you are a woman who still shows up, who still tries, who still believes in love even when it hurts. But now, your love includes yourself. From now on, you speak your truth, not to be heard, but to honor your own voice. You ask for what you need, not to control outcomes, but to remain loyal to yourself. You walk away from toxic patterns, not in punishment, but in protection of your own joy. Let that truth settle into every cell of your body. Now imagine the garden around you begins to glow with inner power. Each flower, each leaf, each beam of sunlight is fed by the energy you've taken back. Energy that once went to worry now goes to nourishment. Energy that once went to pleasing now goes to peace. In this moment, you know you are not a puppet. You are not a disappointment. You are not invisible. You are here. You are whole. And you are healing. And from this place, you can handle anything. Even the chaos, even the unknown, even Alex's false self. Because you've made a new promise to yourself, to to your heart, to your spirit, a promise to protect your radiance, to honor your sensitivity, to move toward aliveness. You can still love Alec, but you will not disappear for him. Not anymore. You can still hope for your marriage, but you will not shrink to keep it afloat. Because, Anne, you matter. Now, take one final deep breath in, and with the exhale, feel yourself releasing decades of conditioning, disappointment, and confusion. Gone. You are free to begin again. You are returning to your whole self, yourself. In just a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll return to waking consciousness, refreshed, clear, strong, feeling lighter, feeling more you. But before I do, pause and let your subconscious imprint everything we've done here today. All the healing, all the knowing, all the reclamation. Take a breath and let that breath be a final anchor of strength. You are waking up to your power. You are waking up to your voice. You are waking up to your life. Now returning. 1. Breath flows deeper, more present in the room. 2. Energy returns to fingers, toes, spine. 3. Strength awakens in the chest, clarity in the mind. 4. The garden within you remains a place you can return to anytime. And 5, eyes open, mind alert, spirit grounded. Welcome back. You are radiant, you are enough, and you are rising.